This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have Ricky Ricardo. Ricky, of course, is, you know him for a lot of things around here, including the Yankees, but Ricky is Spanish language radio play-by-play for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is down there in New Orleans. Hey, Ricky, how are you?
Lori, I almost have no voice left, but the celebration continues. I'm still inside the Caesars Superdome. The team is, you know, just now finishing up with press conferences and things of that nature. There'll be plenty of time to celebrate tonight. This is a 24-hour town, as you know, and
yeah.
They're probably going bananas in Philadelphia, too. But, oh, what a game. What a night. What a culmination to a season, Lori, that honestly, after week four, at the end of September, right, there's more Eagle fans, you can hear me in the background. When we left Tampa after week four, 2-2, mm-hmm. with the bye week, the Eagles had the yep. first bye week. We had Lane Johnson injured. We had a bunch of guys nicked up. They were unimpressive. 2-2. Remember the collapse last year?
Yep.
If you'd have told me that day on, I think it was the 25th of September, that the Eagles would win a Super Bowl, and the way that they did it, scoring over 90 points between the conference championship yep. game and the Super Bowl, something that's never been done before, I'd have told you you were out of your mind. But what a job by Howie Roseman. What a job by yeah. Nick Sirianni, the best owner in the National Football League. Jeffrey Lurie is just the classiest gentleman you're ever going to want to meet. And tonight, I thought the Cooper DeJean pick six play took the heart out of the mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs. I thought the Eagle defense, you know, really studied, and I said this morning with Mark Malusis on the radio, I said, the Eagle defense is going to study what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did to the Kansas City Chiefs a few years ago, and they beat them in that Super Bowl. It was obviously the pandemic Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But when Vita Vea and that Tampa Bay defense was able to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes coming right up the middle, and they were able to use their linebackers to protect the corners where Mahomes had no escape.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way out. That was the blueprint right there to be able to beat this team, and the Eagles did it to perfection tonight. Jalen Carter, Milton Williams,
yep.
the middle of that line got pressure right up the middle. They were able to let Zach Bond, the linebackers, you know, stay in their slots on the outside. They didn't let Patrick Mahomes get away, and that secondary tonight was fantastic. And then on the offensive side, you know, people say Jalen Hurts doesn't give you this. Jalen Hurts doesn't yep. throw the football. He doesn't put up gaudy numbers. But, Lori, you know what he does?
He wins.
He wins. he wins football games. And when you've got a guy like Saquon, the threat that Saquon has been all year long, mm-hmm. he doesn't have to throw the football. The Eagles won games this year with, you know, Saquon Barkley running for 160, 170, 200 yards, big plays. I mean, if you're going to hand the ball off and the guy's going to give you what he gave you, there's no reason to, you know, put yourself at risk and start some sort of aerial circus. Now, granted, tonight Steve Spagnuolo did a good job in you know, not in, in not stopping Saquon, but containing him.
They stopped him.
And then,
no, let's just say, look, 25 carries for 57 yards, first half. He stopped him. He did.
Yeah.
They did that. But, yeah, I look, Jalen Hurts, you're right in saying it. He's a winner. And I think even dating back to his time in Alabama, getting benched there, I think he is a massive story of this game, is this guy who has been doubted, questioned, benched,
maligned,
had to transfer, maligned, his own fans not sure, is he the right guy, all of this. This year, you know, the concussion, injured, all of that. And you look at a guy here who's 26 years old, has been to two Super Bowls now, outplayed Mahomes in both of them. And, you know, for all the big names around the league, and I'm not going to say Lamar Jackson still and Josh Allen and MVPs and Joe Burrow and all these guys if we're ranking quarterbacks, but none of them have a Super Bowl ring, and 26-year-old Jalen Hurts now does, and Saquon Barkley was a massive story of the season. He got the Eagles there. But if you look tonight, they did take him away, and they had no answer for Jalen Hurts.
You're absolutely right. When he had to do it with his legs, he did it.
Yeah.
When he had to do it with his A.J. Brown, he hit Devontae Smith. He made the right plays. And at the same time, the Chiefs shot themselves in the foot with three turnovers. But what those three turnovers were produced by was pressure. It was constant pressure on Patrick Mahomes. He hasn't been pressured like this all season long. Maybe who knows how long it's been since Patrick Mahomes has
probably
had
that last that Super Bowl you're referring to against that loss against the Buccaneers. And what was stunning here that I thought, like, Howie Roseman and his drafts and all of that, a massive story. You know, Vic Fangio, Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, all of them stories. But when you look at this Eagles defense and the defensive line and the pressure that they put on Patrick Mahomes, to me, I don't know, Ricky, if you were expecting this, but the fact that Fangio never blitzed, not once in this game, and with that front four, just no blitz at all, relentless pressure on Patrick Mahomes. No blitz.
Well,
shocking.
That was the blueprint from the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
If you're able to get pressure with your front four, you can have your linebackers protect the corners, and Mahomes has no escape. And playing the part of Vita Vea tonight was Jalen Carter and Milton Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am so thrilled for Brandon Graham, who was able to come back from his injury that he thought he was never going to play again. He got back in time to be able to get into this game. It had sort of a Willis Reed game seven for the Knicks kind of effect for the Eagles. He is the inspirational leader of the Philadelphia Eagles. Brandon Graham, no doubt about it. Remember, Brandon Graham got drafted the same year as Jason Pierre-Paul did by the Giants, Laurie.
Yeah, that's insane.
And he is still here. He is still the spiritual leader of this team. When he was activated yesterday, number 55, back out on the field. He caused the fumble against Tom Brady 7 years ago, and the Eagles won that Super Bowl up in Minnesota. And just to have him chasing, Patrick Mahomes around the field all night long was a big shot in the arm, a big adrenaline rush to this entire defense. But my hat's off to what Fangio did tonight, was just putting the cap on what's been a fabulous season defensively for the Philadelphia Eagles. Cooper DeJean, what a draft by Howie Roseman. Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, both, top five defenders in the entire league this year as rookies.
The core
of this team is so young, Lori.
Yeah,
they're going to be around for a while.
I went through it. I mean, just looking at a few of these guys from this year's show. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalix Hunt, Will Shipley. And then there are some guys who maybe didn't have as big an impact, but you can see it happening in the future. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., whatever. But this draft was incredible. But you look at last year. Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Sidney Brown, the year before. Jordan Davis, Cam Jurgens, N'Kobe Dean. It's just Grant Calcaterra. The drafting has been a masterclass by Howie Roseman. But we're talking to Ricky Ricardo about the Eagles, play-by-play man about the Eagles. And tell me, What have we not known, but maybe we're finding out about Nick Sirianni? Because from a national standpoint versus from a, you know, everyday kind of seeing him covering the Eagles standpoint, nationally you see the guy on the sideline who is a hothead, who gets into, you know, shouting with his own players and yelling at his own fans, seems overly emotional, and yet here it is 2 years into a four-year head coaching career, and this team's been to the Super Bowl twice and now won one. A lot of that, yes, is the talent that Howie Roseman has put there, you know, for him to use. But what do we not see about Nick Sirianni?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Players will go through a wall for this guy. They really will. He commands respect, but at the same time, he is one of them. He is, you know, he had an incident earlier in the year where he brought his kids to a post-game presser after a tough loss, and it didn't really look right. And he got a lot of flack, a lot of criticism. Remember, I'm also hosting on our sister station, WIP, in Philadelphia. And I remember doing shows where it was call after call, you know, calling for Nick Sirianni's neck. At the same time, he had the highest winning percentage in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles for a coach with as many games that he had, you know, had participated in, because there was just some things that drove not just the opposing fans nuts, but was starting to really irk even Philadelphia Eagles fans. He took that bye week after week four, and he really took a step back in the way he goes about his business. His press conferences, the way he approaches the media. When he has a presser, he answers all the questions on the record, and then they shut the mics off. He tells the guys, all right, everything from here on out is off the record. And he has gained so much more respect in the last 10, 12 weeks of the regular season from everybody by just being one of the guys and not, you know, overdoing it. Just be yourself. Not trying so hard to impress. And then at the same time, Lori, he has allowed people to do their jobs. Kellen Moore has just gotten, well, probably will be named the New Orleans Saints head coach, if not tomorrow, but probably by Tuesday or the end of the week, whatever it might be. Kellen Moore, he let him run the offense. Vic Fangio, you named him. How many stops has Fangio had along the way in his long NFL career?
Right.
Have you ever seen a Fangio job done as brilliantly as he did it this year? He took a guy, Zach Bond, who was a free agent special teams player from the New Orleans Saints and made him an, you know, and he's the one that said, no, he's not a special teamer. He's an outside linebacker. But Sirianni has allowed people to do their jobs. Jeff Stoutland took Mekhi Becton, a complete Jets reject. You know the story. You probably have discussed it, you know, at nauseam. He takes Mekhi Becton and makes him an all-pro at guard. Becton would run through a wall for Nick Sirianni and Jeff Stoutland. So just the human part of this guy has finally come to the surface. And look, for if you want to go X's and O's, who outcoached who tonight? Nick Sirianni outcoached Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, and the entire, you know, vaunted Kansas City Chiefs coaching staff. So he'll probably get an extension. You know, next year would have been his, you know, it would have been a lame duck. You know, coming into next season, you know he's going to get an extension now from Jeffrey Lurie. And we'll probably have Nick Sirianni for quite a long time. But, you know, he has done some self, you know, looked inside his own mirror, all right, and made the adjustments that have just put everyone at ease around him and has gained a lot more respect.
You mentioned Jeffrey Lurie as being one of the great owners in sports, and what makes him, you know, in a place right now in New York where I think there are a lot of fans questioning their owners, what makes Jeffrey Lurie such a great owner?
Loyalty. Howie Roseman, if you remember when Chip Kelly got hired.
I do remember.
Roseman, who was you know, basically the GM at the time. I don't know if he had the title or not, but he had the, you know, he was the general manager. Got pushed into a corner office, and they say they put him in the broom closet for 3 years while Chip Kelly, you know, did what he did. He gutted the roster. Where Shady McCoy was dealt. Nick Foles was dealt. And Jeffrey Lurie realized he had made a mistake. And pulled the trigger, moved away from Chip Kelly, and went right back to Howie Roseman. And when Howie Roseman repaired that roster in a matter of, what, 2-3 seasons, got Carson Wentz, got to that Super Bowl 52, you know, Jeffrey Lurie rewarded him by allowing him to do his job. That's what Lurie is so good at. He doesn't meddle. He's not a meddlesome owner. Okay, he'll give you lots of rope. He writes the checks when the checks need to be written. He's not cheap in any way, shape, or form. He is a shrewd businessman, but the smartest part of Jeffrey Lurie is he recognizes when good people are doing a good job for the organization, and he takes that to the next level. When you produce for him, he's going to produce for you. He's going to watch your back when you watch his back. And that loyalty factor that he's gotten from Howie, from Don Smolinski, from some of the big-time executives in the organization, has paid tremendous dividends. He's just a class act. He really is.
Last one before I let you go. Who's a player on this roster that perhaps, you mentioned Brandon Graham, so that's a good story, but who's somebody that maybe has not gotten quite as much of the national attention, you know, not quite as much, let's say, or we haven't discussed so far in this conversation? Who's somebody that you're particularly happy for that they get this ring, this championship, and why?
Let me tell you, I'm a Jet fan from birth. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm, you know, I still have little airplanes on my, you know, on my boxer shorts. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I've become an Eagle fan, but you never let go of your fandom. Mm-hmm. And Mekhi Becton cried like a baby when the Eagles clinched a playoff spot this year. Mm-hmm. Okay, I saw that man cry out of pure joy of being appreciated, of producing the way he did, and looking forward to an opportunity at that time. We remember the number two seed. We had to, you know, get through the Detroit Lions at the time. And Mekhi Becton showed me some humanity of him after everything that he went through with his weight and everything, all the criticism in New York, and to be salvaged in Philadelphia, to be made a guard, which took some humbling, obviously. Remember, and to watch the raw emotion come out of Mekhi Becton for the success and the way that his teammates believed in him, everyone on that sideline that day, while he was in tears of joy, came over and gave him a hug. It is an incredible human interest story that he went from the criticized, you know, all the arrows, all the flaming arrows thrown at him from the Jets, to what he has become here with the Philadelphia Eagles. And on the defensive side, Zach Bourne.
Yeah.
Lurie, this is a guy who was a special teamer. They had no room for him on the roster here in New Orleans with the Saints. He, you know, the Eagles signed him to a very, very, you know, low ball contract. They're going to have to deal with him now. You know, he was one of the top three defensive players in the entire league this year, an all pro. But Zach Bourne gets here. They figure he's going to be a special teamer. And Fangio sees something in him and says, no, 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 no. I believe in you. I believe in the job you can do as a full-time linebacker. Not a two-down. No, you're out there for every play. He covers tight ends. He covers that running game around the corner. He puts pressure. You saw him with, you know, interception. He does a little bit of everything. To show belief in a guy who had been painted into a corner and stereotyped as a, quote-unquote, just a special teamer. And to bring that kind of talent out into the forefront this year by Vic Fangio, That's one guy on both sides of the ball. Mekhi Becton, an incredible story. Zach Bond as a football player and also as a great guy on the defensive side. Those are the two unheralded. And we all know about Saquon. We all know about A.J. Brown. We know about Jalen Hurts. Jalen now winning a national championship in college, winning a Super Bowl championship, you know, winning all kinds of awards in college football, now an MVP in the pros. But very quietly, to answer your question, I'll take the story of Mekhi Becton and the story of Zach Bond as two just incredible human interest stories this year, this season with these Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, we'll finish it then the way we started, because I think both of those players you mentioned are a credit also to, yes, it's coaching, but also to Howie Roseman, because
absolutely.
I think both of those guys were obviously, they were highly rated coming out of college. They were high draft picks that were thought then to be busts with their first teams. And to see that the traits and skill sets were still there, but to know that with the coaching staff that you have, that you can figure out how to develop that talent is something, that combination of front office with coaching that the Eagles obviously did. So credit to the Eagles, credit to you, I'm sure, on what's been a really fun night and season. By the way, were you in that locker room that looked just ridiculous, the Eagles celebratory locker room?
No. Okay. I had to do the post-game show. My radio post-game show was extended. There's rumor has it that there's a little get-together a little bit later on tonight here in the Big Easy. And I've got the key word to get it. When you knock on the door, you have to say the magic word. I've got the magic word. Okay.
Well, so. I hope for you there's a New Orleans hurricane, or two perhaps in your future, but get home safe and enjoy the night.
Lori, there's an adult beverage in my near future, and then this week I've got to juggle between pitchers and catchers reporting the Steinbrenner Field.
That's right.
I'll be there, and you know, and Aaron Boone, who's a big Eagle fan, we've been texting back and forth since the end of the game. So there's going to be a parade down Broad Street in Philadelphia at some point this week, depending on the weather. And at the same time, then I also have to, you know, show my face down at George M. Steinbrenner Field and get that going. So it's a busy week for yours truly, but a lot of fun, and what a season. And thank you very much, for the opportunity to open up about this football team, because it's just a wonderful ride. And for Saquon Barkley and all involved, but especially Saquon, complete redemption. And what a season he had.
Unbelievable season for Saquon. And I admit it, as a Giants fan, I'm happy that he did not run wild all over the Super Bowl, because that's all then the topic that it would be, and I don't have to deal with that. It's Jalen Hurts MVP, it's the defensive line, it's the offensive line, it's Howie Roseman, it's Nick Sirianni, it's Vic Fangio, but Saquon had a superb season. He is a lovely, lovely guy, and good for him. None of that was going to happen with the dreadful Giants, so it was obviously best for him to move on and to have the kind of season that he had. Thanks so much, Ricky, and look forward. We'll catch up with you, back when you're wearing your Yankees hat soon.
I'll be back at the office soon. I'll run into you sooner or later, but thank you for having me on, and congratulations, Eagle fans that are listening. Fly, Eagles, fly. Now I've got two Super Bowl rings. I've got an NFC Championship ring. I'm missing one piece of jewelry, Lori, and you know what that is?
I think you want a World
Series. New York. I want a World Series
ring. I kind of figured that. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Take care.